money, sex, relationships, current events, controversy. It all gets covered here. It's time to reshape, recreate, and motivate your mindset. So get ready for that cigar-smoking, cupcake-loving, coffee-drinking shopaholic, your sis and mine, MJ.
Hello, this is MJ. Welcome to the Dear Sis Podcast. I am your host today. This is my first episode, and I wanted to come in real quick and give you guys an icebreaker about what Dear Sis is all about. Basically, Dear Sis is an invitation for conversation. So when people ask, who is Dear Sis? Why are you listening to Dear Sis? Why is Dear Sis such an important thing? Hey, it's an invitation for conversation where we get started to talk about relationships, sex, money, lifestyle, anything you want to know off the top of the head as far as women, growth, and sticking together and being amongst one another when it comes to womanhood. That's what Dear Sis is all about. And I am your host, MJ. So today's episode, we're going to talk about relationships as far as generational curses. And the reason why I want to talk about this topic in the first episode, because it's very important, because a lot of women today are still dealing with generational curses, where we begin to believe that we're supposed to do what our foremothers did or our forefathers and how we were treated in our household and absolutely brought them over to our lifestyle. Let's break the curse today. For some reason, we're having a problem breaking the curse. I don't know what that problem is. Maybe we're still stuck. Maybe we're comfortable in that, but you cannot be comfortable in a situation. It's 2020 today, ladies. You have to get out of the curses. You have to get out of the curses. It's insanity. It's like you're stuck somewhere where you don't belong, especially when you want to grow. And growing is a hard tool for some people because they feel like there's no point in growing. What will I benefit in growing? How can I grow? How can I move on when I'm still hurting or I'm still looking for something that will never be found, that was dead a long time ago, and we're still wanting to hold on to that? And it's unfair to yourself, not only to yourself, it's unfair to the people that are around you. It's unfair to the people that you come into relationships with. It's unfair at the workplace. And then it's unfair to yourself when you got to go home and deal with it. Generational curses are one of the strongest, but yet weakest things that we need to learn to let go. And people say, well, how you start letting go? What do you do? You have to recognize what's in front of you. Recognize what's going on. What are you doing that your mother did? What are you doing that your grandmother did or your great grandmother? And if you're blessed with three generations, you should be able to stop something that's going on. You may have an alcoholic mother because your grandmother was an alcoholic. You may have someone who's never been married but has a whole bunch of children. Or you have someone who's in a toxic relationship and been there for 50 years and you assume just because you're dating someone or you're about to get married to someone and they're mistreating you, it's okay to stay there. It's not okay to stay there. It's definitely not okay. And that is called a generational curse, where all the toxic still be able to come over and overflow in your lifestyle and overflow in your heart, and you don't understand why you can't let that go because you are trying to mimic and copy the lifestyle that's something that was just so toxic to you. This is the time where you need to cut off the head of the toxic generational curse and prevail. Move on. Be you. Grow. Open up. Be cheerful. Take a ballet dance. Go swimming. Tennis. Horseback riding. Chew bubble gum and walk at the same damn time. Do something that's going to benefit you where you do not have to be stuck in this generational rut. I can't even get any deeper with this because this is one of those things that could be touch and go and, oh, it's too sensitive. Oh, you're being insensitive and you shouldn't say this or you shouldn't say that. Dear Sis is not here to be your friend. Dear Sis is actually your alter ego. Dear Sis is letting you know that it's time for somebody to punch you in your gut. It's time for somebody to really wake you up and realize that you've been doing something wrong for a very long time, or you've been doing something wrong for too long that people are numb to it. Now it's time for you to shake yourself and get yourself together. But we fail. We listen to others. We stop looking in the mirror. We stop recognizing who we are. We stop doing a lot of things because we're scared and we're still stuck in that generational curse, and we definitely need to get out. This is your big sis here to tell you that it's time for you to get your shit together. Dear sis, it's your big sis, MJ. Gotta go.
You've been listening to the Dear Sis podcast. Visit us online at dearsis.world today to leave a message or ask a question for our monthly Q&A with MJ.